Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you had to guess today, where is Tom Brady at this time next year?
Patriot place.
In the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas?
In the Bahamas. Enjoying himself.
You think he's done?
It looks like they're loading up pretty good right now, right?
Yeah.
And if they do go undefeated, what else do you have to do in football to be the best to ever play? Three ways to go out in football. Your way,
right?
Their way, or injured.
That's Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot linebacker. He was on this morning with Greg Hill. Interesting that he brings that up because, you know, you talk about Brady, and Brady says he wants to play till 45. But if they do run the table, they go 16-0. They win the Super Bowl. You can't do better than that. You think about coming back, fighting through the offseason, getting ready for the next year. At that point, I think there is a possibility he would sit there and say, what is the upside here? Do I really need to play till I'm 45? Do I really need to do it right now?
So you're saying perfect scenario, 19-0, goes out on top. Why? It's never going to get any better than it is at that moment in time in your life.
So you talk about him as the greatest of all time. He's also walking away from the greatest feat in football history, and people, because you're not going to do that the next year or age 45 or 45. It's not going to happen.
Honestly, we said that 3 years ago. Four years ago, every year that he got older, it can't happen. No, it's not. And they just kept building a team. They have built such a strong team with such a good nucleus. I would say if you're looking at, you know, whether or not you'll be good, look at some of the guys and who's going to be there, who's going to be gone.
Well, you want to get rid of AB, so he'll be gone.
I think that Tom doesn't want to go out winning a Super Bowl. I think he wants to play till he's 45. And I think in the end we'll sit there and say he's always said it. That's his goal.
He has always said it.
That's what's driving him. We said, Jesus, he's been saying it for 10 freaking years. Why do we ever believe this guy? That'll be his last year. And to Christian's point, his defense is so good that as crazy as it is, let's say they go 19-0 and he wins the Super Bowl. They'll try to go 38-0. I'm just saying, with that team.
Isn't it all gravy from here on out?
Yeah, it's just, would it be a storybook ending? Of course. 19-0, win a World Series, greatest team ever, I retire. But I think he's going to play till he's 45.
Yeah, and I would say just foundation-wise, as far as your core, you still got at least another 2 years out of the core group of leadership guys that you have there. You still got another year of Edelman. You're going to have younger players that will establish themselves. No, that's fine. So, maybe somebody takes his spot. You know, maybe there's another guy that's been groomed, or they take out
Gunner.
A free agency. I don't know. It's just, I would say, they're not going to be bad for a long period of time.
No, even if they have another quarterback in there, they're still going to be a respectful team. But I thought the same way Lou felt all along. I think he means it when he says 45, and people just won't believe him. And
that's what's motivating him.
It's more than just TB12, because obviously he's making a point with TB12. He's already made the point at TB12. He's already played well beyond what any human being should be able to play at that position, that sport. I also think it's just what he wants to do. He's driven by this stuff. But when Ninkovich was saying it today, I said, you know what? That's probably the only way that I could see Tom Brady walking away.
That's the only way
that he would walk away, because he gets beat up during the course of the year, and then he's not getting beaten up much.
I don't know. I think it's too intoxicating, the feeling,
maybe.
The rush, the challenge, every day, just the drive, it's too intoxicating. It's too addictive, and getting another one only makes you want to get another one.
Yeah.
And the way he holds his off season. The guy can easily recharge his battery, come back. Strong offensive line. Right now they're kind of beat up, but those guys aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, but I can see him in this case doing it.
But
this would be the only way.
I think that's the reality of where we're at, though. Just like the reality is he's 42 years old, right? And there could be an injury down the road. We don't know, but I think he's going to play till he's 45. But the reality is, this might be. There is the percentages go up each and every year that you could be watching Tom Brady for the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The final year.
See, if I was him, okay, is he, to your point, if that does happen, even if they get to the Super Bowl, they don't win, even maybe they just go to the AFC Championship game and lose it. Who knows? But maybe 45 is just a smokescreen. Maybe 45 is just, okay, don't ask me anymore because I really only want to play till I'm 43.
Could be, but I don't buy it. He's too convincing in doing it. And I think if he loses in the AFC Championship team with this wagon, he definitely will come back. And here's the other one. I'm not sure he's really going to get beaten up during the course of the season. Did you guys watch Carson Wentz on Sunday night? How is he still alive after
that
game?
Some of these young quarterbacks, honestly, you know, they have no clue how to fall. They have no clue how to take.
He threw the ball on his knees, going down to his knees the other night.
And I get it. They're young, and they feel like they're invincible, yeah. And they feel like they can make the play, and that's what's best for the team. What's best for the team is falling to the ground and avoiding contact at all costs.
Well,
which
Brady
I saw.
Dak
Prescott had this long run, and who are they playing against? Washington on Sunday. Long run, and nobody was even near him, and then he should have just fell down. But he wanted to get some more yardage, and the guy kind of came up to him and pulled him down awkwardly. He just felt awkward. I'm like, wow, that's when guys get hurt. They get these weird injuries that you know, kind of stay with them
all
year.
Josh Rosen tried the Jimmy G.
Josh Rosen, the one. I mean, he's rolling out to the right. Nobody is obviously open. There's two guys in front of you. No one's open. Just throw the ball away. Instead, he holds on to it. Just throw it away. They can't touch you.
In a game
he holds on to it. And he runs to the sideline, and he tries to get like an extra half yard, and he gets hit, and he's on the ground, and he rolls his ankle, and you just like, you know, that's the stuff that Brady would never do.
Garoppolo's that guy. Yeah. All these young quarterbacks are that guy. It's almost like in college, they just have such a, an advantage on everybody because they recognize it faster, and the guys are slower. They get to the league, and they don't have a lot of real-time experience in games that matter, and then sure enough, it's a live game. And they just forget how fast and how quickly these guys can close on them.
See, I think a lot of people miss that the most valuable aspect of Tom Brady's career is reliability. The fact that he shows up every single Sunday. And the reason he's able to do that is exactly what you guys were just talking about. He's willing to throw the ball away. He's willing to go to the ground as opposed to fighting through it.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Chris Carter this morning was making the argument that Ben Roethlisberger, okay? Larger skill set than Tom Brady. This was unbelievable.
Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Eli. These guys are in tremendous shape. But none of those guys are the athlete Ben Roethlisberger is. None of them have the talent Ben Roethlisberger does. If you ask all of them, and they were telling the truth, Tom Brady, hey, man, would you rather take Ben Roethlisberger's tools? And Tom's won a lot in everything. He'd been like, yes, his physical skills, as big as he is, as nimble as he is in the pocket, he can throw a ball any type of way you want to. We talk about Patty Mahomes varying the speed. Tell me what Ben Roethlisberger can't do.
I'll tell you what he can't do. He sits there and he'll hold the ball and he'll fight through it and he'll take the sack. And it's because, and that's why he gets hurt all the time, Chris Carter. And that's why he's not as reliable as Tom Brady is.
Tell me what Ben Roethlisberger can't do.
I understand. He can run out of the pocket. Tom Brady can't do that. Okay, I get all of that. But why do you think he gets hurt so often? Because he fights through stuff. And by the way, athlete, you might be right because of his running ability. Conditioning? Oh, please. Let's not even compare Tom Brady's conditioning with Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger looks like he's constantly, he's like Cam Newton, looks like he's out of shape.
Yes.
And there's a difference between being a big guy and looking like you're just out of shape.
I thought he looked heavy in the first game this season, didn't you?
His head is getting significantly bigger. He's not an ego, but it's like his head is physically getting bigger. And I would say it's almost like Ben is the quarterback version of Gronk. He's taken so many hits. Guys bounce off him. Everybody talks about how tough it is to take him down because he is so big. Okay, so is that like a skill set?
No, he's fighting through it.
Well, I know, but is being big a skill set? He's big. People bounce off him. I don't really consider that a skill set.
And he carries people with him.
Well, yeah, because you're just big.
Right.
So, listen, great quarterback.
Terrific quarterback. Winning quarterback. Give him all that.
Let's not act like anyone is jealous of what Ben Roethlisberger
has. I think the biggest problem with Roethlisberger is he's constantly trying to fight for that play as opposed to giving up on that play and getting to the next one. Brady's
great at that. Please ask. Listen, Greg, ask Brady on Monday if and make sure you tell him to be honest, okay? Because that's what Chris Carter said. Yeah. You got to make sure he'd be honest. That if is there any skill set other than just being big that Brady would want? What would it be?
Even the way he throws the ball, he just sort of slings it too, right?
Yeah,
he throws a lot of it off balance. You know, it's not like mechanically he's like this sound quarterback. I mean, you know, he's look at Tom Brady the way he throws the football. It's like mechanically you look at him and it's like it's perfect every time, right? Sometimes he just sort of slings it, you know. But it's no, I'm with you, Christian. It's like he's a big, strong guy. But other than that, I don't know. Is he more accurate than Tom? Is that a skill?
Let's not act like he's good, but Carter is acting like Ben Roethlisberger is the second coming of Joe Montana.
Like, I would expect someone to say that about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
He mentioned skill Aaron set? At the end.
Yeah.
Maybe
Aaron. Let's say the rest.
I would hear Aaron Rodgers, but not this guy.
The guy's got heart. You don't get to where he is and play the way he's played unless you have a big heart. And this will be one of the biggest challenges of his career. And it's not about being in shape. He don't have to go out and take over this whole new regiment, all of a sudden become a vegan and everything.
It's a shot.
Hey, Cam Newton went out. Cam's in great shape.
Cam.
What?
Cam can't throw the ball, so the nutrition part don't have nothing to do with throwing the ball. Cam, it's not Tommy John surgery. I believe Ben bounces back because all that fitness and everything, it doesn't matter when you have the type of skill set. And it speaks to what type of talent that Ben does. You would have to go down a whole bunch of quarterbacks, the ones that are older, until you get to Aaron Rodgers and say, who has more talent than Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh my God. Right.
None of those other guys do. The only one's got more arm talent is Aaron Rodgers.
That's stupid. I'll say this. Big Ben has got himself a fall guy. He's got a fall guy right there in Chris Carter.
Cam is not out of shape?
Yes, he's totally out of shape.
Cam Newton went out. Cam's in great shape.
No, please. And he's hurt again. If anybody watched him last week, he looked slow, didn't he?
No, but he's no longer the great athletic Cam Newton, in my opinion.
No,
when you watch him.
He's not. He's the big fullback. That's what he is right now.
See, and the other thing is that the shots that Brady...
He's slow. He's flat-footed.
Yeah.
He's not the same guy as he once was.
Right.
And it's been slowly leaving that way.
I just think the Carter thing was hysterical because the biggest problem Ben has had, and how many times have you seen Ben have to leave a game for a series or whatever? When do you ever see that with Brady? Never see that with Brady, guys.
Yeah, but it's still, it's like, it's just like the shot that, you know, at Brady really is who he's talking about. You know,
you don't have to go out and take over this whole new regiment, all of a sudden become a vegan and everything.
That's a shot of Brady.
Vegan or anything?
He's not a vegan.
I know, but because he doesn't know what he doesn't know what Brady does, so he's kind of mocking it.
All that fitness and everything, it doesn't matter.
I will say this. He's not fearful, if you've watched that show, of throwing his opinions out there, but so often you sit there and say, what is he talking about?
The guy's got heart.
I assume he's talking about the NBA. You sit there, does he understand the story?
What was the question? What was the topic? Does Ben have heart?
No, it was about Ben's injury and the fact that he's out
for
the season.
Heart.
He was trying to be the kind ex-athlete who's sitting there going, Ben's going to come back. He's going to be better than ever. If I'm in Pittsburgh right now and I'm one of those fans and I just gave up a first-round draft pick that could be fairly high for Miami coming up in 2020, I would say this. I would be concerned that Ben Roethlisberger might have played his last play.
What did I
tell
you yesterday?
Whether he can come back from
what did I tell you yesterday?
You said Drew Bledsoe.
This is Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady all over.
It's a good example.
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say they're going to make the playoffs,
right,
but they're going to be respectable. People are going to act like, or are going to be surprised at how well and how good of a quarterback this guy is. And it's not like he's got a bunch of chumps out
but
there.
But you're not saying he's Tom Brady.
No, I'm saying as far as Roethlisberger losing his job like Drew Brees.
Okay. Yes. John is
not
in
Drew
Weymouth.
Brees.
John is, yeah.
Yeah, I know you mean.
Right. They got the same name.
Amen.
John is in Weymouth. Hi, John.
Good afternoon, Christian, Lou, and Mustache Boy.
Mustache.
That's a great theme.
Thank you, buddy.
Glenn, I'm not trying to be argumentative, but I got to go with Christian on the whole Antonio Brown thing. I mean, this guy is just so unrepentant, so unremorseful. I mean, forget the allegations. I mean, just this guy's history from the text messages to pounding Reich muffins out his stink pipe at his doctor's face. I mean, this guy is just not worth it. I mean, and by the way, they're not going 19-0 with or without him. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But can you see this guy behaving for the entire year? You don't think there's going to come?
No,
John. Miss him when he's wide open.
John. When they brought him aboard, I wanted them to bring him aboard, but I said I thought there was a 50-50 shot that he would finish the end of the season because you're right, he's a scumbag. But scumbags play in the National Football League. Scumbags play in all of these leagues. All right? So to me, hold on, let me finish here, John. To me, until we see a case, a criminal case, where there's clear-cut evidence that he sexually assaulted somebody, raped somebody, domestically abused somebody, till we get to that point, I think you've got to let him play. That's how the league is.
Yes.
Now, you may not want him here because you don't like his character. You have no idea what some of those other players on the Patriots might have done. You have no clue.
I mean, I'm the biggest Pats fan around, but you know, I just don't like the guy's character.
So what about Kraft? What about Kraft? What about Kraft? Do you want him out as the owner too?
Look, I think a lot of that had to do with, I don't know, just being a fan from a fan's perspective.
What are you talking about? That's a criminal.
He was only after Myra. He made a mistake. We have all made
that is a criminal offense. Okay, Antonio Brown is not facing that right now. That's a criminal offense. Now, I don't want Bob Kraft to lose the team. It's foolish to even think that. Okay, but I don't know why you are looking at the Antonio Brown thing. Now, again, if we're talking about a criminal case, I'm speaking differently. If we find out 2 weeks from now, he is charged, criminally charged, with assaulting a woman, all bets are off. But to this point, with what you know, other than the fact that he doesn't pay people back, he seems to be an a-hole and not the greatest guy in the world, you're worried about him being a football player on your team? Because what you want? You want Boy Scouts?
A football player. I think eventually what's going to happen is he's going to become a locker room cancer. Now, will Brady and Belichick let that happen?
No, he's
probably not.
No. Okay,
no, they'll never let
that
happen.
So if they're not going to let that happen, what are you worried about
how's
it for?
How's it going to happen?
It's not going to happen.
That doesn't mean that he still won't try. I mean, he's such a diva.
Okay. All right.
It is amazing that it's almost
right
like these...
these stink pipe at his doctor's face.
These, like...
Who videotaped that?
But I mean...
Why would you videotape?
Before the Klemko...
The doctor videotape him.
Before the Klemko article, I didn't hear anyone, just based on the girl Brittany, whatever, Taylor's, you know, acclaim.
Yeah.
Nope. Everybody was on board. Everybody just shredded her before knowing any of the story or any of the facts, really. It's because nobody really knows. And they are loving this guy here. Now Klemko comes out, and we find out he owes some people some money, and now people calling in don't want anything to do with him.
Lou, there were
really
stories out.
Because he owes somebody cash? Yeah. Again, what if he's broke? You know, what if he's, you know, he's Antonio Brown, and he's got an ego, and he doesn't want to admit that financially he's got nothing left. He's got trouble paying his baby mamas, you know, like doesn't want to give them an extra cash for haircuts. Doesn't want to pay $700 for a painting. $700. I mean, have your boy who's handling something, you know, just cut a quick check and send it over. I mean, he's got bills of, he owes people $5,000, $7,000. I know there's some that are 11, 16, 36, but I mean, we're talking, you know, small potatoes.
No,
and this guy just doesn't pay anybody. So what if he's broke? You find out he's broke and you want him cut? Because financially he's irresponsible?
It's stupid. It makes no sense. But I think what it is, and you just brought it up, there's a new piece. It's in SI.com. It probably has some credibility to it. We saw it in the last 2 days with the New York Times and a story about Brett Kavanaugh. And the story apparently is not true at all. Certainly the woman's not willing to come forward. And yet people were up in arms to the point where they wanted to impeach somebody who's already in the Supreme Court. The media throws stuff out there and people say, oh my God, I can't stand it. I don't want to see it every single day. Well, don't look at it. Do you think Belichick's going to look at it every day? You think Brady is? You think the guys in that locker room are going to look at it every day? No. They're going to go and play football. The character is already established on that team. They're not going to play into it. But I think people get, you know, they get soft. They get soft, like Christian, soft when they keep on seeing stuff like that. We're back to the phone calls after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
The people that we spoke to from his high school and college days expressed concern that something has changed for him in the last few years, and that specifically in the last few months, he's cut off people that were considered mentors, and he's been out on an island. Really, the only constant in his life is Drew Rosenhaus. And I think that's because he and Drew have a relationship where Drew doesn't try to advise him or fix him in any way, but he just deals with the trouble as it comes.
Hey, man, who is that?
That's Klemko. Yeah.
Can you imagine that? So he doesn't try and fix them. Doesn't really try to advise them. He just kind of manages the mistakes, manages the issues. That's it, as they come, because they come in waves. Yeah.
He's earning his 3-4%, don't you think?
On
that one,
he is.
Sure,
yeah. Because he's really a damage control PR guy, more than he is an agent,
mm-hmm. right?
Especially this guy.
Yeah, that's not an easy one. Derek is in New Hampshire. Next up here on OMF on EEI. What do you got, Derek?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to point something out real quick. This Chase Winovich kid, he's gotten very little playing time from what I've seen, and every time he steps foot on the field, he puts an impact on the game, whether it's pressuring the offensive line of the other team or if the ball goes the opposite way. I mean, he's sprinting to the play until the play is dead. There was a point where he made the offensive tackle fall over into his offensive guard. I mean, the kid, I hope Belichick sees this and puts him in a little bit more.
I think he's getting more playing time than you think. What was it, 26 snaps this week or something like that? Not bad.
Yeah.
You know, considering
certain packages, right?
Well, considering when you look at the linebacker,
he gets after it, though. I mean, he's been great.
He's got a high motor and he is smart. Mm-hmm. Seems and to economically gets from point A to point B.
And based on the fact that they're always going to be playing with a lead and the other team is always going to be playing catch up, he probably will have 5 sacks.
Yeah.
Just in garbage time alone.
Yeah. Derek, 42% of the snaps in the first 2 weeks, I would say, for a rookie?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was that much time, but I mean, the kid just has a high motor, like you guys said, and it impresses me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. smart, and he seems to know where he's doing it. Though the hair's a little too much, don't you think?
I feel like
you need a little something. I like it.
Well, I thought they cut his
Clay
hair.
Matthews look, right?
I thought they cut his hair.
No. They cut a little bit of
a
it.
A lock.
Oh, can't do that
please.
Anymore.
A little lock.
It cuts Stidham's hair.
But you can't. No.
It cuts Stidham's hair.
The players, got to agree to do this stuff now.
It's
you can't do the indoctrination. You can't do any of that stuff.
It's bullying.
It's bullying.
Oh, jeez.
It's 2019.
You don't want to do that.
It's your world. It's
you're getting another group
it's
after
really
you.
It's really soft, as the guy said.
What's happened to people in Boston? It's so soft.
It's in your world. D.C.?
You know what's surprising to me is all...
Soft.
You see a lot of guys now with the hair flowing and whatever. If you look at the rules, you can grab somebody's hair.
Yes. Sure can.
You can't grab a shirt, but you can grab their hair.
Yeah, we've seen guys get tackled by the hair.
So, right. Why wouldn't you do that? If Brandon Bolden's coming through and you miss him, why wouldn't you just grab that hair and pull him back?
Oh, you shouldn't feel guilty about it. There's no baseball unwritten rule for grabbing their hair.
No.
To get him down.
It's a written rule. Grab the hair.
You can.
Absolutely. Down. Steve's in Springfield. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Terrific. How are you?
Hey, Steve.
First time caller. I love the show, guys. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just heard you guys bagging on Tom Brady for, you know, knowing how to take a tackle.
Avoids
injuries.
A couple years ago, I'm not sure if it was your show, but they were bagging on Tom Brady for going down early, and I was just wondering what you guys take us on that.
Wasn't me. Was that you?
Yes. Absolutely. Okay. It was everybody. What do you mean? He saw a ghost. He was throwing the ball away too soon.
I'm sorry.
Oh, for a game or two, maybe. What?
No, you were throwing. There was a stretch a couple years ago. When he was throwing the ball away.
Tom Brady fan.
Okay, keep going.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Huge Tom Brady fan, huge Patriot fan. I just want to know what your take was on that. Like, now he knows how to take a tackle, but before he was getting bagged on for taking, you know, an early sack or an early, you know, going down early.
Who?
He's talking about Brady.
No, because you remember, hold on. So he's somewhat correct.
Brady was bailing out in some throws, throwing the ball away.
He was bailing out. He was keeping himself safe.
Right.
Okay, which is smart.
Which is kind of what we're giving him credit for.
And there was a lot of times there, I remember a couple years ago, where he would flat out almost duck and nobody was there.
Right.
Because he was trying to anticipate, you know, the contact and avoid it. So, is that correct,
Steve?
No, it
was a couple years ago, might have been last year, the year before, when, he was bailing out on throws.
Yeah,
he was throwing the ball away.
Yeah.
You just wait till I talk.
you're like a vocal magnet. Yeah. You're a vocal magnet. That's what you are.
But he avoids injury. And we were talking about, like, you know, he's throwing the ball away too soon. And a lot of it might have been with, you know, he's realized that the play wasn't there, whatever. But he avoids injury. He's not going to sit there and try to get an extra yard in the sideline and take a hit from two guys like Josh Rosen did on Sunday. It was stupid.
See, I think that is one of the most valuable assets he has, and Chris Carter and others don't see in it, and that is he knows when to throw it out of bounds. He knows when to give up on a play to live for the next play. I think too many of these guys, NFL quarterbacks right now, want to be heroes, and that's why they end up getting carted off the field because they think they can fight through it. I'll be able to make that play. No, forget about it. You know, you probably have 70, 80 plays in the course of a game. Live for the next one. Here's Mike in a truck. Hi, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good, Mike.
Hey, hey, Christian.
Yo.
I have a question for you before I get to my point real quick.
Okay.
So you're trying to say, until you get all the facts, Antonio Brown shouldn't be playing, correct?
No, I'm not trying to say anything. What I said is he's not worth it. You can win a Super Bowl without him. That is what
okay,
I said.
Okay, but you were making the comparison earlier that Josh Gordon and Antonio Brown, their cases were similar, and that
no, that they're not similar. No, Lou was saying that. I said they're not similar at all, in my opinion.
Okay, well
you're 0-2.
I don't think I said
okay,
that.
Okay, well to whoever brought up the point, then I'll leave it like this.
What's your point? Make your point. Go ahead.
My point is, if someone's using that, if we don't have all the information, how can they not be playing? Then wouldn't that go the same way as Patrick Chung? Patrick Chung actually has a legal case against him with all the cocaine, and he's still playing. And Antonio Brown doesn't have a legal case. He has a civil case. So why shouldn't he still be playing?
All right.
Okay, so Mike, my issue with it was based on the league, based on the conference, and the lack of talent, just the lack of good teams in the AFC alone. Forget about the NFC. We'll deal with them when they play in Miami. But they can win without Antonio Brown. With Antonio Brown, they're an unbelievable team. Without him, they're still pretty damn good. And if you remember, this is the other part, when Klemko said this.
There were a couple people considering criminal charges against Antonio Brown. And we weren't able to report on any of those specifically because they haven't gathered all of their evidence and made the filings and all that. I think that that's going to be coming here in the next few weeks.
Okay, so that was my thing. Are you okay living with all these potential landmines all over the place every single day, knowing that that people are opportunistic. They take advantage of the situation.
So?
Brittany Taylor files a civil suit. Maybe the next person says, I got to double down. I have an issue with them. I'm inspired by her story. I'm inspired because I can take advantage of it too.
Yeah, but that doesn't give you any
kick
reason to let the
down.
Guy go. I think you're living for the moment in that you look at the team and you say, this team is so freaking good. How are they going
to
lose a game?
To his argument,
all subject to change.
His argument about the cocaine and Patrick Chung. Again, I just go back to rape. Cocaine, yeah, we'll see how that thing plays out. There's a hearing going on. We'll see what comes of that. Possession of cocaine, hurting himself with a drug, whatever. We're talking about sexual assault and rape. We can't keep comparing a civil lawsuit that alleges rape and sexual assault to a civil lawsuit of a guy owing money or suing him because he fell down in his place of work. Or, to me, anything really else.
Yeah, but to me, even more foolish that the big fella over here wants to get rid of him because he owes money to a bunch of people. They're going to go to court.
If you're going to explain what I'm saying, at least try and get it close to what accurate is possible. That's not what I said. Like, what's wrong with you?
So what are you saying?
Is your mustache hair
going
into your ear and clogging it up?
Yeah, it is.
Just one big long mustache?
It's next.
No,
it's never going to end.
I don't care. If anything comes up,
so
I'm
you
done.
Think they're so
if
good?
If anything comes up because
okay,
it's
you
just,
think they're so
because,
good?
No, I think they're not only are they good, but the league sucks.
Okay.
They don't have any competition.
Okay. The problem with
so
the
you
NFL.
Let him go. You let him go. And then 2 weeks from now, you get a relapse with Josh Gordon. And then one or two of your receivers go down with an injury.
Ooh,
and you're throwing the ball to Lacoste and Rizzo.
Yeah, but
that's
but then,
what you're doing.
But then just like
you're
Drew
crazy.
Brees, just like Drew Brees, Patrick Mahomes hits his thumb on somebody's helmet, and he's out.
Right.
Okay, so maybe Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I don't care about Kansas
finally,
City.
Finally, he pulls his
hamstring. I don't care about New Orleans.
Well, your point
care
is,
about New
your
I want to make sure I have the best players on New England.
If they lose some of their guys to injuries, that makes them less of a team.
Right.
I would say, okay, well, what if it happens to Kansas City? What if it happens to Baltimore?
So why?
What if squirrels fly out
of
my butt?
Why unload the guy?
What are we going to do then?
Because there are going to be news stories about people who he owes money to. He's a scumbag. Okay.
It's just more pieces to the puzzle.
Oh, I know. It's tough every day.
If you want to live that way,
you know, a chef, and then it's going to be a masseuse, and the next thing you know, it's going to be people chasing him down for money. 617-779-7937.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey there, Mustache Boy, I should say.
Thank you, buddy.
I couldn't disagree more with the Mustache Boy.
Good afternoon, Christian, Lou, and Mustache Boy.
Don't call me boy.
Mustache.
It's all brought to you by Jay and Phillips Auto Glass, at least this hour is. We go back to the phone calls. Here's Tony and Bridgewater. Hey, what's up, Tony?
Hey, you're finally right, Glenn.
Thank you,
Tony. I'm in real estate, and we have a saying, you know, he may be an a-hole, but he's my a-hole.
Right.
I'm really surprised at Christian and Lou on this subject. And let me explain something to you.
Tony, you can have him.
You guys been at Locker Rooms before. Lou, didn't you play with Kyle Everett,
yeah,
Adler, Mike Lancer? These were a-holes. And this is documented, a-holes, and I'm sure, Christian, you did too, okay? Aaron Rodgers is an a-hole. Peyton Manning, from all the stuff that's coming out. You've got Hunt, you've got Hill. There's a-holes on every team.
Okay, so, Tony, we get that. That's well-documented, but is he worth it? That's yes or
yes,
no?
He is.
Okay, why? Why?
I'll tell you why. Because no matter what this guy does, it's not going to affect their locker room. Belichick will get rid of him in 2 seconds. So what's you know he's going to play in the NFL. You know he's going to be on a team, right? So why not?
Yeah, but Tony, here's the thing. Okay, first off, I'm keeping him on the team if these charges are just because he owes money. All right, but
yeah, if
these guys don't know this, as you put out, a-hole, right? He's now their teammate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think those guys were, like, going to the well for this guy and backing him up, given these allegations that are around him? They don't
Who
even
cares?
Know that. What? No.
Who cares, Lou?
No,
Who
they weren't, because they don't.
You're soft,
they
Lou.
Don't.
You're soft.
No, they. Tony.
What's wrong with you people with balls?
No, they didn't go to bat for him yet because they don't know him.
Tom Brady's not going to bat.
It's not like he's been here for 5 or 6 years. They all avoided it.
No, I understand
it.
That.
Okay, so here's the thing. You can say he's our a-hole, but if our a-hole turns out that is, assaulting women, then you still want to be your a-hole?
That's a completely different story. This is an allegation. This is an allegation.
Okay, but what if it's true? Because, I mean, we are already, because he's
different.
A member of the Patriots, we're discrediting every ounce of this girl's story without knowing it.
I'm not. I read the whole thing.
Okay.
And I'm 50-50 on everything. To tell you the truth, I think they're both telling the truth. I think he forced himself on her, and I think she's in for a money grab. But that's neither here nor there. If this guy's a moron, if he paid her off like 3 months ago, you wouldn't be hearing nothing about
it. True.
This. But he's so arrogant, he's so stupid, you know, but he is what he is.
He is what he is. Joe's in the car. Up next here in EEI. Hey, Joe.
The Mustache Boy, Glenn, is the only one that's making sense over here.
Joe's my man. Geez. Joe's my man now. This is a lose old guy.
Joe, I thought we'd get back together.
No, apparently not.
Hey, Lou, I broke up with you last week, right?
Yeah.
Christian.
Yes, sir.
I'm breaking up with you right now because you know what? You don't make no sense.
Okay, right?
tell me about it, Joe.
No,
go ahead.
Please.
Why, Joe?
You know, you're over here talking about, yeah, they're still going to win the division. Yeah.
Yes.
They're still gonna, listen, this team is not to just win the division. They're not to just win the conference. This team, like it's always been, is to win a Super Bowl. And Antonio Brown makes this team a lot better without him because of these allegations, all right? It's just simple allegations. Hey, Christian, remember I saw you at a bar the other day? I let you borrow $100. You gotta pay me back. You know what? I'm gonna sue
hey,
you.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Joe, I'm officially breaking up with you for life. You cannot come back. Don't call my phone. Don't text me. Don't at mention me. We are officially broken up for good.
Who thought I would win the Joe survival pool here? Here's Zach in Hartford. Hi, Zach.
Christian, you're my new man.
What's up, Zach?
I wanted to catch you guys' opinion on something. So I actually have a friend who's personal friends with Antonio Brown, and I think, you know, just to piggyback the allegations thing, I don't feel like we're hearing enough of his side of the story, considering that some of these people saying that he owes them money, like he paid them what they asked for. And then now this is coming on the back of all these allegations where people are saying,
"Yeah, but Zach,
pay him anything.
You're getting it from him, and he's probably saying that. That's probably his excuse, okay? But it's
he had a 40-person party at his house, and it came out for the food catered to the party was $38,000.
Saw that. Yeah.
And that dude said he owes him $35,000.
Yes.
So he paid him a good chunk of change for a 38 person catered meal.
Well, then
he owes him 40.
Zach, if it goes to court, and I would expect these people, if they're done wrong, then they go and take it to court. That's their remedy. Then he will be able to bring in the receipts, right? He'll be able to prove the canceled checks that he paid X amount of dollars, right?
Right. You know, okay. But the big thing with this is, like, with everybody piggybacking these allegations, basically it comes down to all these people's word.
It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, Zach. You know, if it's one or two, you sit there and say, well, maybe they've got their own little agenda. But when there's seven, and maybe, you know, as Christian said, because he's very concerned that we're going to get some tomorrow and the next day and the next day, which we might. Chances are that some of those are probably legit.
The speed trainer, the wellness coach, the two baby mamas that didn't give enough money up for the kids.
There's a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, and there's blood in the water.
Oh, I understand. So, he's an easy target right now.
Hey, listen, he is just sitting there in the middle of shooting fish in a barrel. That's all it is.
It's just him.
Well, I would say before, you know, last month or whenever this all started, yeah, it would just be just him. But I think now there's too many people who can take advantage of the situation, take advantage of the fact that his attention is drawn somewhere else, and they're going to start filing, and maybe it's a civil case, or maybe it's more criminal cases coming up. Who knows?
See, I'm not sure it's going to affect him, though, because I don't think he really cares as much as he hides behind God and he sits there. And we saw more stuff today where he's, you know, following and attaching himself onto other people that are on social media, you know, hiding behind, you know, religion. I don't think he cares much about this stuff. I think he goes in on the football field. I don't think it's going to affect him one iota. So the question is, does it affect the New England Patriots, any of these distractions? Nope, I don't believe it does. I think the culture of that team is already set. Personality of that team is already set. Leaders of that team are already set. He can't influence them in any way. Can't.
That's not I agree with you. He's not going to influence anyone in the locker room. Like, hey, let's go have a party, not pay anybody.
So you only want to get rid of him because you think the team is so freaking good right now they don't need him. But suppose 3 weeks from now they do need him. What are you going to do at that point?
Okay, but listen, if I'm not going to play the injury game with you.
You have
I'm
to.
Not going
to
play it because it's an issue for every team.
Every team deals
with
it.
But in every team. But every time we bring up something, you say, well, he could get hurt. Of course. Again,
but
you
can't let a guy go that's this good and makes that much of a difference.
I don't think you let him go.
No, you disagree with him. I do.
I don't let him go, but not for those reasons. It's like, you know, because you're feared of everybody else. I just don't let him go because he's freaking really, really good. And if his only offense is that he's... You know, if that's the only thing, is that he's cheap, again, like I said, maybe he's bankrupt. I don't know.
Okay, when
I'm not
going to
let him go for that.
When does he stop becoming
worth
it?
Well, let's see.
When you get a serious sexual assault rape charge, he's criminally charged.
So only sex crimes. That's it.
No, domestic a violence case?
Yeah, that bucket of issues. there's a lot in that bucket. It's a big bucket with him.
To me, the owing people money... And as I said, they're probably a lot more. So you keep on saying, well, I fear that it's going to come every single day. I agree. I think, like, it's going to come every single day. Because if I'm another person who's been screwed by him somewhere down the road, and I read this SI piece, I'm sitting there going, you know what? I feel empowered. I'm going to go challenge. I want my money now, too.
It always is about the money.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Uncle Dale setting you straight.
Always.
Take all my money now.
Here's Dave in Fitchburg. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, Dave.
Hey, I've been listening.
Thank you.
I guess I have a question for Lou. He was talking about Brady flinching earlier. And, Christian, you can relate
bailing
to this.
Bailing on some throws.
In the, You know what? No, he does. But you know what? He flinches. Now, when was the last time, Lou, you had a guy who was 170 pounds coming down at you at second base?
Friday night.
Now, have you ever had anybody bearing down on you that was 330 pounds coming down the line?
Yes.
You would have had 6 minutes to turn the double play.
Nope, did it all the time.
Yeah, of course you did.
Dave, do you remember what I'm talking about? Or are you just throwing out this like hypothetical, like a quarterback's in the pocket and guys trying to tackle him, so I don't blame
him? No,
no. Do you remember?
Brady's been doing it. Brady's been doing this for years.
No. Actually, he hasn't been. Nope. He has not been. I would say last year, I think it was last year, early in the year, when he was bailing, throwing throws, going to the ground like almost in like a sliding fashion, and nobody even got close to him. Nobody jumped on him. It wasn't about to get hit. He was just like throwing the ball away.
Didn't have receivers. Okay, fine.
He was just throwing the ball away, but he was giving up on the play. This was a huge discussion. He doesn't do this every year.
And
it's okay, Dave. He's still the greatest of all time. Take your pajamas off. It's all right.
No, now, listen. Hey, I'm the same way. When he makes the throw that's 6 inches off the ground that only his receiver can get, he doesn't want to throw a pick. Then you know what? That's the throw. And then you get all these people, all these Patriot moronic fans that go, oh, Brady sucks. He's no good. Whatever. But you know what? When he doesn't, and you're right, he is the greatest of all times, and he's going to put the ball only where he can. Trust me, I'm not even Italian, Lou. I'm Irish.
My point is that when you have
the pressure of three guys coming in on you, you don't want to go back to 2007 where he missed the whole year.
I would agree.
I agree,
but that is not what I'm talking about.
So I think
most Patriot fans know exactly what I'm talking about.
I remember, and it was at the beginning of last year, and he didn't have Edelman, and he had Gordon.
And we sat there and said, man, he gave up on that one real quick. He could have stepped up in the pocket, but he slid and threw it away.
So I don't want to give up Antonio Brown right now until I know there's something really bad with him.
The whole freaking game.
Right, because I don't want to go back to that period at the beginning of last season, because if you lose any other receivers, and, you know, the league is a violent league, you lose players, I don't want to go back to that again. So that's one reason I'd like to hold on to Antonio Brown until there's something that is a little bit more substantial than what we're hearing right now. All right, we got another hour to go. We'll go 30 minutes commercial free. 617-779-7937.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.